Jerry Bader Show, 951. I'm among conservatives who felt that it's a mistake, perhaps, for Republicans to run against Obamacare in 2014 without having a solution of their own. And one has been put out there by a handful of Republicans. You know, I'm starting to wonder sometime, if maybe I'm wrong on that, that this thing is so bad that all they have to do is keep pointing to that. I don't recommend that. I don't think that's good policy, even if it were to be good politics. But there's something being reported today that, I know, superlatives just become cliche because you overuse them. But I think it is extraordinary. Following a string of setbacks, the Obama administration reportedly is considering yet another extension of existing individual health insurance policies in an effort to smooth the transition to the federal exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. This is Fox News, but it's all over the place. Aetna Incorporated Chairman and CEO Mark Bertolini told analysts during a conference call he heard the plans could be extended. So did another healthcare CEO, Dan Mendelsohn. Mendelsohn said the Obama administration may decide to let policyholders keep their coverage, listen to this, for an additional 3 years, but refused to confirm if a decision had already been made on the subject. Avalier Health is a market analysis firm, but Mendelsohn said his company was not advising the administration on exchange policy. He said he had informal discussions with administration officials about the extension, but he didn't identify them. This would be a huge, huge reversal. Huge reversal for the Obama administration and for the Affordable Care Act. Joanne Peters, spokeswoman for HHS, said the administration was continuing to examine all sorts of ways to provide consumers with more choices and to smooth the transition as we implement the law. Aetna Chief Financial Officer Sean Gerlin, I believe it is, Gerton, said in an interview after the call that there have been discussions about whether the plan should be extended, but again, he did not have any more details. Individual policyholders were hit with a wave of cancellations, as you know, last year notices, because their coverage was less robust than what is required under the law, and many states allowed insurance companies to simply cancel them. This became one of the most politically explosive issues in the transition to a new health insurance system under Obama's law. An estimated 14 million people were already buying their own individual policies. Many of them are self-employed business owners. Others are early retirees. Some are in transition between jobs. The wave of cancellation notices, at least 4.7 million of them, hit just when the new healthcare.gov website was experiencing some of its worst technical problems, and it undercut the president's well-publicized promise that if you liked your plan, you could keep it. The law included a complicated scheme called grandfathering to try to deliver on Obama's pledge. It was intended to shield policies in force at the time the law passed from many new requirements, provided the policies themselves changed little. But insurers considered it impractical, and many of the canceled individual policies would not have been eligible for relief anyway, since they were purchased after the law's passage. The predicament of millions of Americans with canceled policies unable to get new ones because of a dysfunctional government website put the administration in an even more uncomfortable position. At first, the White House went into damage control, arguing that many of the canceled plans were junk insurance. This is where this is the big turnaround. Well, yeah, they have to part ways with this substandard insurance, this junk insurance, which they are now perhaps, and again, this has not been confirmed, perhaps are going to let people hang on to for 3 more years. Here's what you have to start wondering. Now, what about the employer mandate? What about people who get their jobs through employers? You have to start wondering, are they going to push the entire effect of this past his presidency? And let me ask you this. Suppose they do. And this is the part liberals just aren't getting. Although he can do this, he's president. No, he can't. Can a Republican president then just stop mandates of Obamacare? If at his whim, if at whatever he wants, if President Obama says, yeah, no, we're not going to do this. Well, why can't the next Republican president just say, yeah, we're not doing it at all? Why can't he do that? Tell me the difference. Tell me the difference in that. If a president can pick and choose how to implement a law that was duly passed by Congress, signed by him, why can't his successor do the same thing? Does he have special permission because he supported the law? Is that how that works? Of course it doesn't. It's the whole point of the Constitution. Congress passed it. He signed it. It needs to be implemented as is. And I'm really disappointed in the people who are critical of Ron Johnson for suing over this concept. I mean, conservatives. This is just ridiculous. They're pushing it off and pushing it off because they know it's not going to work. Remember the old canard? Well, you Republicans don't want it to be implemented because you just know how wonderful it's going to work. Really? Who's the one that just keeps arbitrarily pushing it back? Who's the one? The one. That's who. President Obama. The one. Who's pushing this back? Seriously, if you're a liberal listening right now, and I know you won't call. You never do. You might call Jason and yell in his ear. Maybe if you really have a lot of intestinal fortitude today, you'll email. But how can you defend this? And if the next president happens to have an R behind his or her name, how could you defend or argue against them unilaterally changing the law? How could you do that? What if a Republican president unilaterally changed enforcement of a law you didn't like? We talked about jury nullification a while back and jurors doing that. Hell, the president of the United States does it. And the way that he gets away with it, the way that there's this minimal pushback from Republicans is stunning to me. All right, after 10 o'clock, we're going to get into what Bob Costas said about Vladimir Putin. And we've got Wisconsin Media Check Weekly Review at 10:35. And whatever else that we managed to get to, I really do want to get to the Beatles thing. So I do want to make time for that as well, because there's something interesting to consider about Beatlemania in 2014, 50 years later. I will tell you what it is. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.